stout and husky.
Oh, you said that. I'm sorry. Would you ever, did you ever use the word stout when you're talking about butter that went bad or something like that? Never heard that used.
Well, you'd speak of a stout odor, you know, with a, like a strong odor. So, man, that aroma is stout, you know. Anybody can smell it, you know, like rancid or something like that.
And somebody who's easy to get along with, whatever you say, he's very
gentle, you know, easygoing.
Easygoing. Good nature.
Good natured, easygoing, likable. Friendly.
Okay. Now, a boy in his teens is apt to be all arms and legs, walking through places, knocking over things all the time. You say he was
uncoordinated.
Uncoordinated. You might say he was just awkward.
Awkward. At that awkward stage.
That boy, he sure is. Is he clumsy?
Yeah, clumsy. That's another term.
Okay. Now, the person who kept doing things that just didn't make sense, you might say he's just a plain
fool.
Fool. Okay. Do folks ever have any inhibitions, any other names or inhibitions about using that word fool?
Jackass.
Jackass.
Well, but, you know.
Okay.
He's stupid as a jackass. You know, I mean, that's...
Now, person who never spends a cent, always hangs on to his money, you say he's a...
Miser.
He's a miser. I tell you, old Mr. Brown, he's just a...
Tightwad.
Okay. All right. Now, when you use the word, you might say, that girl is very common, you say she's... What?
Homely looking. Homely.
Yeah.
That was a description of a girl, you know, Rain, that wasn't pretty, you know what I mean.
Okay.
And
homely.
She wasn't no raven beauty, you know what I mean. She had a homely look, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, a mother's love, anyhow. And homely, and then they'd say she just a...
Well, what about the word common? You never used it in terms of... Did you ever use it in a complimentary sense? Or did you just use it when describing...
He's just a common person, you know. You'd say, well, she's just a common girl, you know. I mean, you wouldn't want to say homely. That was... I always use that in the sense of the word that was a little notch higher than homely, you know. Common. She wasn't no raven beauty, you know.
Okay.
He's just a common
guy. I got what you mean.
She's just a common housewife, you know. In other words, she just does her thing, you know. She's not the worst, but she's not the best, you know. She's common. She's in between, see.
All right. Now, a person, an old man or old woman, still very strong and active. You know, they don't look their age. They look younger than their age, you might say. They're still quite...
They're a spry old devil.
Spry?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You might say, I don't like going upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Okay, somebody gets very easily scared or something like that. Okay, you might say, what would you say about somebody who's not scared anymore, you'd say?
He's not afraid of the dark.
He once was.
He used to be scared.
He used to be scared. He used to be scared. Well, what would you call those old houses there?
Haunted house.
Haunted house. Got any stories banging them right here?
Well, it's